This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Every few months, we check in with Slate's Emily Yaffe, better known by her nickname, the Human Guinea Pig. She takes on tasks most of us would never try. Emily has worked as a telephone psychic, a street musician, and she was actually crowned Mrs. Washington, D.C., as the sole contestant. For today's segment, the Human Guinea Pig enters the stomach-churning world of competitive eating.
At almost every Passover Seder I've ever been to, I've complained of being cheated when my chicken soup comes with a single measly matzo ball floating in it. This year, a few days before Passover, I got my comeuppance, having to swallow as many fist-sized matzo balls as I could in 5 minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, they say that competitive eating is the battleground upon which God and Lucifer wage war for men's souls.
As I got ready to gorge in the hallowed Milton Berle room of the Friars Club in Manhattan, I hoped Dr. Heimlich was on call.
Let the contest begin!
Eating contests are nothing new, but in recent years, thanks to the International Federation of Competitive Eating, this kind of high-speed gluttony has been promoted as an actual sport. In December, I started scanning the Federation's website for an eating contest that matched my skills. Then I saw that matzo balls were coming. I figured I would have an advantage since, one, I'm Jewish, and two, I love these boiled delights made, ideally, of matzo meal and chicken fat. And so, on the Wednesday before Passover, I and 11 competitors gathered at the Friars Club. Before we started, I was feeling really confident.
My goal is not throw up and not be last, so we'll see how it goes.
Matzo balls are the least favorite food of champions because of their post-competition expansion qualities. Hungry Charles Hardy, the 2000 title holder, has compared them to ingesting 5 pounds of sponge or cement. The man to beat this year was Eric Badlands Booker, a New York City subway train conductor who's 420 pounds. He held the previous matzo record of 21 balls in 5 minutes, 25 seconds. Listen to how he was introduced.
The pea-eating champion of the world, the onion-eating champion of the world, the strawberry-eating champion of the world, the corned beef and hash-eating champion of the world, the matzo ball-eating champion of the world, Eric Badlands Booker!
My introduction to the small crowd wasn't quite as impressive.
She can type 107 words per minute with no errors. I give you Emily Yaffe, known as QWERTY.
I have no idea what that nickname meant. I sought advice from Crazy Legs Conti, an oyster champion, and Donald Moses Lerman, who holds the butter title with 7 sticks in 5 minutes. I had this theory that as the only Jewish mother in the field, I had an advantage in matzo ball eating. Lerman said he also used to think Jews had an edge until African Americans Hardy and Booker won the title. A true competitor can eat anything, he said. It was time for the contest to begin.
3, 2, 1, and they're off!
Just slow, slow, go slow, even though you're fast. Slow and fast.
As I bit into the competition matzo balls, I tried to describe what the inside tasted like.
Sawdust. Drywall. Wallpaper paste.
Halfway through the contest, I had eaten only 2 matzo balls. Down the table, Crazy Legs Conti was doing just a little bit better.
Look at him go! He's like a squirrel on crack!
I was worried I might experience what is known in the sport as an urge contrary to swallowing. We don't use the V word, Crazy Legs had explained to me. I was falling badly behind.
We have just 1 minute left in this contest.
As the final minute was announced, I started shoveling them in.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, put down your matzo balls. Oh.
In the end, I ate 6. I felt both surprisingly good and proud of myself, until I discovered what Badlands Booker had done.
Ladies and gentlemen, with a new world record with 30 matzo balls in 5 minutes and 25 seconds, Eric Badlands Booker!
I, on the other hand, came in last. But Crazy Legs found a way to cheer me up.
6 matzo balls ties the all-time female record set last year.
Really?
So you are now, I believe, a co-holder in the female record.
Eating Federation official George Shea confirmed this. but pointed out it was a pathetic attempt on my part to set an affirmative action standard for eating.
We do not distinguish between men and women. Today, you ate 6 and the champion ate 30. There's no Title IX in our sport.
As I stared at the leftovers, I resisted a genetic imperative to grab about 50 matzo balls, stuff them in my purse, and take them home for Passover. A few days later, I attended 2 consecutive seders. At each, I was given my usual single ball serving. The balls were fluffy and moist. Both nights, I went back for seconds.
Emily Yaffe writes the Human Guinea Pig column for Slate. You'll find her article with pictures from the contest at slate.com.